Morning Watch, Friday, The Will of God, Week 6, Doing the Will of God in the Kingdom of God, Under the Government of God, for the Church as the Israel of God. Suggested Verses. 1 Peter 1:2, Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied. 1 Peter 5:5-9. In like manner, younger men be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourself with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking someone to devour. Him withstand, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. 57:15. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place, and with the contrite and lowly of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. 11:28-29. Come to me, all who toil and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. James 4:7. Be subject, therefore, to God, but withstand the devil, and he will flee from you. Suggested Reading. The words, be humbled, in 1 Peter 5:6 are passive voice, indicating to be made humble by God, mostly through the sufferings of persecutions. This, however, needs our cooperation with God's operation. We must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God. Hence, be. We may say that humbled is passive, but B is active. While God is acting to operate on us, we need to take the initiative to be operated on by Him. To take the initiative is active. To be operated on is passive. This is our willingness to be under the hand of God, which is mighty to do everything for us. Persecution may be used by God to humble us. Actually, any kind of suffering may be used by God for this purpose. When good things happen to us, we may become proud, but suffering or persecution may help us to be humble. For example, a brother may be humbled as a result of losing his job. A student may be humbled by receiving a lower grade than he expected. If this student receives a high grade, he may be somewhat uplifted, but if he receives a lower grade, he may be humbled. We may also experience being humbled in our family life. If the children of a certain brother and sister are outstanding, the parents may become proud. But if the children cause them problems or difficulty, this will make the parents lowly. Likewise, if a young brother's father has a very high position in his work, this brother may be proud. Suppose his father is a president of a corporation or the chancellor of a great university. Surely this brother would be proud of his father's position. But suppose his father were a janitor with a very limited education. Knowing that his father has such a lowly position may cause this young brother to be lowly. He is humbled by the fact that his father does not have a high position. The word casting in 1 Peter 5:7 means throwing upon, that is, committing to, giving up to. The verb denotes a once-for-all act. The words, all your anxiety, indicate that the whole lot of our anxiety throughout our entire life, our whole life, with all its anxiety, should be cast on the Lord. We need to learn how to throw the burden of our anxiety upon God. It may now be on our own shoulder, but we should cast it from our shoulder to God. Although the verb casting indicates a once-for-all act, because we are weak, we may need to cast our anxieties upon God again and again. Sometimes we cast our anxieties upon Him only to secretly take them back a while later. This has been my experience. I may cast my anxiety upon the Lord, but a few days later, I may realize that I have taken this anxiety back upon myself, and therefore I need to pray. O Lord, forgive me for taking this anxiety back from you. Once again, I would cast my anxieties upon you. Sometimes I have said to the Lord, Lord, I cast not only today's anxiety upon you, but all the anxieties I expect to have in the future. Lord, I anticipate that much anxiety will be coming. All this coming anxiety I will now give to you. The Greek word for anxiety also means worry or care. In persecution, the believer's sufferings cause worry and anxiety to them. They need not only to be humbled, to be brought low from their pride, their haughtiness, but also to throw their life with its care upon God. For he is not only mighty and just, but also loving and faithful concerning them. The reason we may cast all our anxiety on the Lord is that it matters to him concerning us. The word, it matters to him concerning you, may also be rendered, he cares for you. The disciplining and judging God has a loving concern for the believers, especially the persecuted ones. He cares for them faithfully. They can cast their care upon him, especially in their persecution.